past. Tell me of dreams which haunt all your nights, of visions that last. Tell me of times when you barely could stand beneath the pain of promises hurt and of people betrayed. Silent tears, will you stay here and now? We could live somehow. I tell you my secret, I'll tell you my past, of nights when the screams shatter the silence of the dark, of times when I barely knew how I would stand to feel the pain of people who vanished, of friendships betrayed, idle tears, the bitter cold nights, holding on alone with our fears. But I will stay here and now. We could live somehow. I see shadows that echo through time. I hear voices that still call. I see the fire, we watch it burn clear in the dark of the night. Hear the waves as they crash on the rocks. See
said, hush now, baby, don't make your daddy cry. Cause everything that's born to live is surely born to die.
I never thought I'd make it this long. Having When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Tumbling down in the country, yeah. This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm gonna make some history. My skin is dripping like candle wax. I could have stopped, but my meltdown would be fantastic. I can't go slow.